Louisiana lawmakers have given a green light to a 50-year, $50 billion coastal restoration plan, a day after President Trump pulled the United States out of the Paris Climate Accord. State officials say routine flooding from rising seas and eroding coastlines could make everyday life in some places impossible in the coming decades. And that's the subject of a series that we're continuing today. On a recent trip to Louisiana, Wendell Curall told me that part of the problem is that generations of flood protection along the Mississippi River have prevented the flow of sediments that help build up the land. He's on the state board that wrote the restoration plan.
We have a subsidence rate in some places, like right here in Leeville, just down the bay, a few miles. Over the last 100 years, we may have lost in some places as much as 4 feet of elevation. But of that 4 feet, 3 feet is to subsidence, maybe 1 foot to sea level rise. So the important thing to understand for South Louisiana is that if you think about the land loss as a cake, well, subsidence is the cake and sea level rise is the icing.
To see what Curall was talking about firsthand, I drove to Leeville.
Well, gentlemen, we've been waiting for y'all this 15 minutes.
And I met Harris Sheremy, owner of the local seafood joint. He sat on the front porch of his restaurant with the sun setting behind him, greeting customers who just spent a long day on the water.
Right now is the best time of fishing in Leeville. Of course, Leeville is the best time to fish.
Right.
Any time of the year. Yeah. Anywhere in the United States.
No matter what, we come here, we catch fish.
This is the only place in the world you can catch the fish that you catch. If you like to fish speckled trout and redfish.
That's right.
This is the place.
That's right.
And he's right. This is a unique place. Leeville is a mix of industry and natural beauty. Out here, oil wells pop up from the shallow salt marshes just a few miles from a pass that leads to open water in the Gulf of Mexico.
I've been here all my life. And I enjoy it. I would not move to anywhere else. I like the atmosphere and the marsh.
You're 72 years old. How much have you seen this place change?
Oh, Lord. Change. The land was high. A lot of marsh. Now, right now, they built a new bridge going to Fushun. And as you ride the bridge, you can see the marsh. There's none. Strictly water. 25 years ago, there was just strictly marsh. There's no water. The only thing we had was the blowout, we used to call, where a rig blew up and made a hole. It was this big sinkhole. But you couldn't get to it by water. You had to walk to the place. Now it's strictly water. You got to go by boat. It starts from the highway and goes miles and miles to the east.
And because of that, you've got more flooding than you used to.
Oh, yes. Our town of Leeville is sinking a half an inch a year. The wind is stronger. The tides are stronger. The pass is a lot wider and a lot deeper, so it provides a bigger volume of water to come in. I often have 2-3 feet of water in my parking lot.
Just recently you did.
Recently, three weeks ago. I had water all the way up to our porch here on the restaurant.
And that never used to happen before?
Not at all. We've been here going on the 21st year, and it has started with the last year and a half, 2 years. But that's not the major problem. The major problem is the subsiding of our land. When I was growing up, 10, 12 years old, in order to get to the water to your boats, you had to go down. You had to carve steps. Now it's even. They took out so much oil and leave it. So much oil out of Timberly Island and golden metal that they all produced a cavity. It's like a balloon full of water. You take the water out, you'll have an empty cavity and it's going to fall. And that's what's happening now.
Well, and you're a business owner. This is your restaurant, and now it's flooding. So what does that mean for you? When your restaurant floods, what happens?
And people are not going to come to the restaurant with a foot of water, much less 3 feet of water. It kills our business.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, we have flood insurance. Thank God.
There's another issue going on here. The price of oil is really low. A lot of people losing jobs. What does that mean for you?
Let me take the example. I usually keep coming on weekends. Fridays, 130 to 150. Friday nights. Saturday night, the same thing. This year, all year long, we hit 100 one time. Now, tonight, it looks like it's a pretty good night. We might serve 40 people, but we usually serve 60 to 70 people for a week night. Now, since the oil prices dropped, people are losing their home, they're losing their boats. In fact, last week, we had a company that let go 17 people, a company that we've been feeding for 10 years, and they had to cut it out because it was costing them too much, and they let go 17 employees.
Harris Sheremy, owner of the Leeville Seafood Restaurant. You can hear much more from the people I met on that trip to Louisiana's Bayou at hereandnow.org.